Conditional absolution. It's time I forgave the LAPD officer who took my detailed report over the phone nearly 30 years ago. I was shoeless and bruising up around the torso in the tiny apartment on Lakeview we rented from a meticulous costumer who'd moved out from someplace like Iowa to work on TV and movie sets. Outside, a mockingbird yammered at the dawn as I tried to report my friend missing. Said we were all dragged from his hatchback to indignant cries of "Mein Kampf." Detective, whose name I thought I'd never forget, must have tuned out at bashing, because when I called Rampart Station the next day, I got him. He's on vacation. There's no record of a report here. I guess I'll forgive them too, the boys back in Echo Park. Just kids in our corner of the City of Angels. Territorial claims have been torn up, sold, and bulldozed around here for decades, but this place was once known as Red Hill, a mecca for pinkos in the 20s and 30s. Surely there were more than a few red-tie-wearing commies in the mix before McCarthy hauled them in to face his committee and the State Department declared homosexual security risks. But at 3 a.m., all the boys saw was red when a car full of faggots turned off Sunset and onto their patch of asphalt behind Los Globos. That scrawny kid we were dropping off didn't stand a chance. Same guys had probably beat the shit out of him each of his 20 or so years, on playground after playground. And okay, I'll forgive the friend slash co-worker who'd moved from Florida, but was way cooler and smarter than me, subversion slithering up and down his sleeve as he read Dennis Cooper's Frisk, who, after getting the news he tested positive, wrote letters to the new First Lady, pleading for health insurance, a cure, sent his screeds to the shared office printer. The ultimate risk for uninsured 46-floor temps like us. It was his idea to go to Woody's after the party on Angus, and he was the one who met the three pretty young things, all Latin and local like his boyfriend, Gilbert. They wanted a ride to an after-hours club, and I was too drunk to argue. Sure, why not? Let's go. I survived at least one night at Save the Robots in Alphabet City back in 85. I can be subversive too, dammit. And since I'm assuming the priestly powers of absolution granting, I guess I'll grant myself a measure for going to the party directly after hanging up with my father, who just told me from 3,000 miles away that his backache was from the fluid accumulating in the lining of his lungs, an aggressive form of cancer. Of course, he never described it that way, but I'd only see him conscious one more time, at Christmas, 2 months later, when he was doing well, after the first and only round of chemo, or at least putting on a good show of it, once we extinguished the roaring Yule log that sent him into a coughing jag. That cop probably retired and moved to Idaho like his buddies. And the boys got priced out of the hood long before Circus of Books became a high-end dispensary. From porn to pot, read the headline. Last I heard, my coworker lived long enough to get on the protease inhibitor train. And two hills over to the east, I wake to a mockingbird up in a pecan tree that's older than any house on the block. He clocked in well before daybreak, with an endless string of calls he spent a lifetime perfecting. But for being my muse in these restless hours, I guess I'll forgive him, too.